Once, during a bakery delivery, Charlie had nearly fainted when a middle-aged woman just out of the bath amused herself by opening her bathrobe and exposing herself. Had he ever seen a woman without clothes on? Did he know how to make love? His terror, his whining, must have frightened her, because she clutched her robe together and gave him a quarter to forget what had happened. She was only testing him, she warned, to see if he was a good boy. He tried to be good, he told her, and not look at women, because his mother used to beat him whenever that happened in his pants. Now, he had the clear picture of Charlie's mother, screaming at him, holding a leather belt in her hand, and his father trying to hold her back. "Enough, Rose, you'll kill him, leave him alone!" His mother straining forward to lash at him, just out of reach now, so that the belt swishes past his shoulder as he writhes and twists away from it on the floor. "Look at him!" Rose screams. "He can't learn to read and write, but he knows enough to look at a girl that way. I'll beat that filth out of his mind!" "He can't help it if he gets an erection. It's normal. He didn't do anything. He's got no business to think that way about girls. A friend of his sister's comes to the house and he starts thinking like that. I'll teach him so he never forgets. Do you hear? If you ever touch a girl, I'll put you away in a cage, like an animal, for the rest of your life. Do you hear me?" I still hear her. But perhaps I had been released. Maybe the fear and nausea was no longer a sea to drown in, but only a pool of water reflecting the past alongside the now. Was I free? If I could reach Alice in time, without thinking about it, before it overwhelmed me, maybe the panic wouldn't happen. If only I could make my mind a blank. I managed to choke out, You do it. Hold me." And before I knew what she was doing, she was kissing me, holding me closer than anyone had ever held me before. But at the moment I should have come closest of all, it started. The buzzing, the chill, and the nausea. I turned away from her. She tried to soothe me, to tell me it didn't matter, that there was no reason to blame myself. But ashamed and no longer able to control my anguish, I began to sob. There, in her arms, I cried myself to sleep, and I dreamed of the courtier and the pink-cheeked maiden. But in my dream, it was the maiden who held the sword.
This ends Disc 3.